Dubai World Cup night only came to a conclusion a matter of hours ago, and Andrew Hawkins from Sky Racing has been on location throughout the week and at the meeting covering all the action. How was it, Andrew?
Yeah, great night here in Dubai, Joe. It was quite a special night, really. I've been to a few of these World Cup nights, but this was one that had a special aura about it. We did see four Godolphin winners, obviously, including the Melbourne Cup winner, Cross Counter, returning with a win in the Dubai Gold Cup. We got to see the freakish filly from Japan in Almond Eye winning the Dubai Turf, and, of course, Thunder Snow becoming the first two-time winner of the Dubai World Cup. So, all in all, a very, very enjoyable card indeed.
And before we talk in more depth on those big races, the Australians in the Alcoz Sprint failed to win. Our best performer, though, Vedora, finishing a gallant fourth.
Yeah, she's such an honest mare, Vedora. You have to just respect her for just how honest she is. It probably wasn't run quite to suit her, but she made up good ground. I mean, she was a long way from the winner. She was six lengths behind Blue Point, but even still, it was a solid effort from her, and she does look like she's still got a big race left in her. A brave smash finish midfield after pulling early. Hugh Bowman reported that he just wouldn't settle in the early stages, and that just probably cost him at the end. Illustrious Lad, Anthony Darmanin, said that he travelled very strongly into the race, and he thought that he was actually a chance of finishing around the mark, but he did weaken out to finish second last.
Brave smash, do you think the atmosphere at Maidan might have upset him?
I think so, but I also think that he jumped a lot better than what he normally does, and when I say that, I think usually in Australia, the way that the race would develop, he would just naturally end up further back. But because of where he was drawn, it looked a positive on paper, but it probably turned out to be a negative because a lot of the speed actually developed away from where he was drawn. And so that meant that he was quite keen. Once he jumped out, he was not far off where a lot of that speed developed. And I just think that probably didn't suit him in the end. And I think it was just the way that the race played out just didn't play into his hands.
And how was the reaction from all of the Australian contingents?
Yeah, disappointment, as you'd expect. I think there were high hopes. I mean, Lloyd Kennewell is so proud of what Vedora has achieved and still just waiting to see what they do with her now. Obviously, they wanted to push on to Hong Kong, but that's no longer a possibility. So with the breeding barn beckoning, it'll be interesting to see which path they take, whether they do push on potentially to Royal Ascot or whether they even head home and look towards maybe races like the Stradbroke and even the Winter Stakes as well, the Tattersall Ciara. So those are possibilities for Vedora. With Brave Smash, I think there was definitely a genuine disappointment. And I think there was an expectation that if he didn't win, that he'd be second or third. So I think there was definitely disappointment there. And Illustrious Lad, while they probably didn't expect him to win, I think they were hoping, especially the way that he was travelling, that he would perform stronger. But all in all, they all live to fight another day, and hopefully they all perform wherever they head next.
Oh, well, it's good just to be there, isn't it, a meeting of that calibre. Now to the big race, the Dubai World Cup, and Thunder Snow. What a gallant performance from this horse to become the first in history to win a second Dubai World Cup. And he had to work hard for it. It was a fighting finish.
It very much was. He did look like he was going to race right past Gronkowski. Gronkowski, though, fought back gallantly on the inside. I did speak to Christoph Soumillon, who did win aboard Thunder Snow, and he said that he thought he was going to win easily. He said on the bend that he was actually travelling worse than the two leaders. North America and also Gronkowski were out on the speed, and he said he didn't feel like he was travelling, but he also knows that he's the sort of horse who, if you let him go too early, then he's not going to respond for you. So he had to sort of bide his time, and then when he let go at about the 300, he thought he was going to race right past Gronkowski, but similar to what he did in the UAE Derby 2 years ago, where he just beat off, I think it was Epicaris from Japan, he it just wasn't quite able to put the race to bed, and it did require a photo finish in the end, but he did manage to get the results. And as you say, it is history, given that he is the first horse to make it to Dubai World Cup wins. Not many have tried. Only two horses have tried to make it back-to-back wins in the past, but even still, a very historic win for Thunder Snow.
And the superstar from Japan, Armand Eye, didn't disappoint in the Group 1 Dubai turf.
No, she didn't. She came in as the princess of the meeting. I think everyone was hoping to see her stamp herself as this freakish filly that she had looked in Japan. And it may not have been a big margin, but the manner in which she did it suggested that she is everything we hope she was, and potentially even more. I think that a lot of people were saying, the English weren't quite so happy with this, but most people were saying here that they feel that Armand Eye is the one, is the heiress apparent, the one who is going to take over the mantle of the top female in the world after Winx heads off to the breeding barn. And I think Armand Eye is really in that good position. They obviously, the English think Enable is that mare, and as a two-time ARC winner, you can make that that argument. But Armand Eye, just the way that she did it was so so effortless. And what's become a trait in her races is just the way that she travels into them. You'll see it time and time again. She just is on the bridle and cantering when everything else is off the bit and chasing. And she makes up a lot of ground very quickly while not being asked for an effort. And it's just it's magic to watch. I do hope that we do get to see her against Enable come the ARC in October.
And one of the big highlights of the night, a bit like what we saw yesterday in Sydney and over the Autumn Carnival, Godolphin was so dominant, the boys in blue.
Yeah, very much so. You know, when you look at it, it was four out of the nine winners and four out of the eight thoroughbred races went the way of Godolphin. You had Cross Counter returning a winner in the Dubai Gold Cup and looking every bit as good as you'd hope to see a Melbourne Cup winner return. You see a Blue Point come out and win the Alquaz Sprint. Old Persian was very, very good in the FEMA Classic, holding off Cheval Grand and Hugh Bowman. And then, obviously, Thunder Snow. And what I didn't mention before either, which I find quite remarkable, is the fact that it was an Australian side, Quinella, in the Dubai World Cup. Obviously, Thunder Snow being by Helmet and Gronkowski being by Lonro. And just to think that a Helmet beating a Lonro in a Dubai World Cup, you just—if anything shows the internationalisation or the globalisation of world racing, surely that's it. Because you'd never ever think that you'd have a Helmet beating a Lonro in the world's richest race on dirt. But there you go.
It's quite extraordinary, isn't it? And anything else to mention before we wrap up, Andrew? I saw they had Gwen Stefani closing out the ceremony tonight.
Yeah, they did. They always seem to have a big name artist who they can hang their hat on. And it is a free concert after the races, and plenty were up there. I've only been to four World Cups, and there've been some good performances in that time. But I think Gwen Stefani was among the best. But look, it was a great night. It's truly a spectacle. Maidan is a race course unlike any other in the world. One of the newer race courses in the world, but it is just a incredible Goliath of a grandstand, of a building structure. It is worth doing. If you've never ever been to Dubai, ever been racing in Dubai, it is worth getting to the World Cup at some point. You do see plenty of people. There were plenty of Australians there, and it was just a fantastic night. And if you haven't seen the replays, I do thoroughly recommend going back and having a look at some of these races from last night.
The crowd looked enormous on the coverage. How many people would have been in attendance, roughly, Andrew?
It's difficult to tell because the grandstand is so big and there are so many alcoves within there. I know myself, I've been lost inside Maidan a number of times in the past, and it does make it difficult to tell. I couldn't give you an accurate number, to be honest, but what I will say is that it was the largest crowd that I've seen there. And obviously when Godolphin wins, given that Godolphin is obviously the operation of the ruler of Dubai, Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, I think that you definitely heard the crowd, especially when Thunder Snow won. The reaction that Thunder Snow received when he came back to scale was on par with some of the other reactions I've heard around the world at different events. It was really quite something, and it's not something you normally hear at Maidan, which is such a big expanse of a space. You don't normally hear that sort of noise, but it definitely was there for Thunder Snow.
Well done to you on all the great work you've been doing throughout the week and this evening, or last night there, covering all the action. When do you return to home shores? Do you have any time off after this?
No time off. Straight back into, I fly back to Australia Sunday morning, Dubai time. I arrive back Monday morning and then back on air Tuesday night at Sky Racing. So no rest, but I love international racing. I love to be able to be a part of it. And very lucky that I've been able to come here and to be able to speak to so many people from around the world. I truly have a very exciting and quite, I feel quite lucky with the job that I do have.
Okay, Andrew, thanks very much for taking the time out to talk to us this morning on the show and bring us up to speed with all the happenings on Dubai World Cup night, and safe travels home.
Thanks, Joe.
Andrew Hawkins from Sky Racing, who's been providing expert coverage from Dubai throughout the week. And that was our wrap-up of Dubai World Cup night. If you've just tuned in, no success for the Australians in the Alcor Sprint, with Vedora from the Lloyd Kennewell stable, the best performer, running fourth.